KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
It's the Mornings with Ed show right at 8 o'clock, and a very good morning to you. It's Friday. We are so glad you're here. Getting ready for the weekend. And we did something last week which I thoroughly enjoyed. We had Paula Hornbuckle Arnold from the Chamber Inn, and we spoke and we learned a lot, A, about things going on, but B, we had that sexual harassment course that you had last week. By the way, good morning, Paula.
Thanks. Good morning, Ed.
We've got Jeff Redeker with us today, and Jeff Redeker is a local. You know him. You love him. We can't live without him. Jeff is the Senior Vice President of Relationship Manager of Cal Private Bank. And you're also, more importantly than that, you're a resident of Oak Street. And that's where the party is, brother.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. We're all fired up. We got our decorations out and we're ready to go.
All right. Now,
stocking up on candy, of course.
Yes, yes. And by the way, yes, if you want to drop candy off, I should take this moment to mention, if you want to drop candy off here at the station for that party, it's going to be a huge party. There's good kids. It is every year it gets better and better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and definitely with the candy donations to both the station and other people on the street is always welcome. We went through 4,000 pieces last year.
Wow. Now, community involvement. I had spoken earlier about people like yourself who are, A, you're business members here in the community, but B, you're involved in a lot of stuff, man. You are the chairman of Grapes for Grads. Is that happening again?
Yeah, we are working out the final details for the date over at Festival of Art in April. And or possibly May, but it looks like April 19th is what we're looking at, but we're confirming that right now. We're excited about it. It'll be our 15th year.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And Paula, I swear I did not expect to see you this morning. If this isn't the hardest working person in Laguna Beach, I don't know who is, man. You're supposed to be getting ready to get on a plane to travel 18 hours away.
Yeah, I am leaving this evening for Hong Kong to see my daughter, my grandbaby, and my son-in-law.
But you chose to work in the morning.
Well, you know, it's not just you, Ed. I mean, I love you, and Jeff's one of my favorite people, but I do have other things to do this morning.
Right, okay. So you're all ready. Yeah, you're packed. You're ready to go? Okay.
I'll be ready when it's time.
She's so organized, man. That's how she is with everything she does.
A bundle of energy.
Now, Jeff, I read somewhere where you live in the present. You like to live in the present. Tell me what you meant when you said... I live in the present.
Oh, I was just, you know, making a reference. You know, there has been a lot of, you know, when I look at social media, a lot of times I see people that they, you know, they're always talking about, well, the way things used to be. I grew up in town here,
right.
And I love our town the way it is. And you know, there's some great memories that I've had from growing up in South Laguna and spending, you know, 38 years of my 52-year life here in Laguna Beach. But right. I mean, I love the things that I see that are going on in our town now. I mean, even the social discord that we have back and forth, that's still something I you know, cherish.
Right. Was the division the same 30 years ago?
Yes. In fact, we were actually having a conversation, last night with a couple guys. We were talking a little bit about, you know, the main beach, you know, park. And, you know, back in the day when I was a little kid, I remember my dad was adamantly against taking those businesses off of there. Bunch of hippies smoking dope on the beach. That's all we're going to have if you do that. But can you imagine our town without it?
Right, right. Now, your dad is David, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And I know there are probably a million lessons. Is there a lesson you carry with you that you learned from him?
Mainly to really just focus on family and friends.
Okay.
I mean, that was really what his message to me a lot of the times was, because we didn't always see eye to eye on a lot of different things. But,
right.
You know, he said, if you focus on family and friends and, you know, remember, you know, where you came from, things will work out.
Is that where you got your business acumen from? Was from your dad?
Yeah, he was actually a banker too. So, it was, you know, all in the family, so to speak.
Okay, yeah. If dad wasn't a manicurist, because you got great nails there too, man, I'm sure. Now, Paula, how'd you find this guy?
Well, he found me.
Okay.
Honestly, I think we've run into each other over the years, primarily at things like Grapes for Grads, right. et cetera. And then when I was given the job position at the Chamber of Commerce, Jeff was one of the first people who reached out to me and pulled me aside and kind of gave me a little bit of some of the history of what happened prior. And you were president or a board?
Yeah, I was past president.
Past president of the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
2010 and 2011.
Right. Yeah.
And when you see her work ethic and the amount of work that she puts into it, what do you think?
Well, I think that we have right now the best executive director of the chamber that we've had I mean, since I've been involved with the chamber, which started in like 01, 02.
Right. And what does that mean to the average business in town that's a part of the chamber?
Well, I mean, they do so much more. I mean, when I first got involved with the chamber, I mean, it was just known for just mixers, right. But they do so much more. I mean, the perfect example is last week with the, you know, the harassment training. Right. I mean, those things are required, and providing those pieces to the smaller businesses in town, it's really important.
Right.
And we sometimes take our little chamber of commerce for granted. I mean, we've got a small chamber of commerce working on a shoestring budget.
Right.
We're not the Irvine Chamber of Commerce. We're the Laguna right. Beach Chamber of Commerce.
Right. Now, you're a sports fan. I'm going to take a left turn here real fast.
Oh, I'll chime in with the sports. All right. Let's go.
You're a sports fan.
Big time.
And though you're a Laguna resident, you graduated from Dana Hills High.
Correct, yeah.
So when they play, when they're here at the Breaker Stadium playing, who are you cheering for, buddy?
Dolphins go.
Let's go. Oh, man.
Oh, dude.
Come on. Yeah, even though we got creamed, right. What was it, 35-8 or whatever it was this last year? Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, back when I grew up, South Laguna wasn't part of Laguna Beach.
Right.
A lot of people don't remember that. We were unincorporated down there.
Right.
So, you know, my dad thought that that was the newer school at the time. Right. This is like before school power was really up and going. And so he just thought it'd be better for me to go to the new school. So that's where I went.
All right. Okay. And we'll give him that one. We'll give him that one for now, I guess.
Yeah. There he goes.
You're heavily involved in trivia night. You like trivia night. Are you that guy? Are you the guy that you have to be the right answer at the table?
No, but I do love it when we do trivia night over at the
beer company. Laguna Beach Beer Company.
I love going to that. Me and my wife love going down there. And it was a little funny because my wife was, Susan was taking it a little serious. She goes, we got like four people. Those people have like 10 people over there. It's not fair.
I've been saying, and maybe Paula will help me with this, that we should do like a tournament. We should have an inner city trivia tournament with little teams. Chamber of Commerce can have a team. And Jeff, you can put together the Oak Street team or something.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'll bring Tyler.
Oh, that's so super unfair.
I got Tyler. All right.
So what's next on your plate? What are we doing next? Where do you see yourself next here in town? What's happening? What's our next event we're going to do?
Well, I mean, obviously, got Grapes for Grads coming up in April.
Right.
You know, but I'm the affiliate chair for the Board of Realtors as well. So I try to help out with the different pieces that go along in the different events. You know, they just finished their we did Taste for Charity.
Right.
I'm also involved in Rotary. They just finished their car show.
Right.
So car show
was great.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm hoping that we can get the other lots back because we were actually down to 123 cars.
Right.
We usually do about 180 cars.
Right. So it was just the two lots, right? It was just the two smaller lots. And we should have the lots should be down next year. Is there like any problem?
No, it was just construction going on. And it's just, it is what it is. But we didn't want to, you know, it was either that or cancel the event. We preferred to, we'll go with the fewer cars.
Yeah, right. You never want to take a year off if you don't have to.
Right. There you go. Now, speaking of taking time off, you're going to be gone for a week or a little.
I am, and I promise you, Ed, I'm going to call Boots on the Ground from Hong Kong.
Thank you.
Maybe thank Halloween you. Morning, because Halloween night there is supposed to be a big protest.
Right. And first of all, if you don't know what's happening in Hong Kong, there's a lot of unrest. We'll explain it as we move along. But Paula is going to be my boots on the ground during the biggest protest so far. So they're expecting like over 1 million people to protest in the streets of Hong Kong.
Going to be super fun.
I want you to be careful. I want you to be really super careful.
I am getting a lot of encouragement from both my daughter and son-in-law to stay put if necessary.
To hell with Ed!
Well, be careful no matter what, and I appreciate the phone call. When you get back, what's on the agenda? What's up next for the chamber?
Small Business Saturday is we're gearing right up for Small Business Saturday, Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 30th, and then the following Friday, December 6th, is our annual hospitality night with our city partner.
Tell me about Small Business Saturday. I had the leather shop guy. There's a guy that's been in town for like 40 years. He's the leather repair guy over on Ocean. It's Factotum. Okay, they're listeners, actually. Mm-hmm. And he said, how can I get involved with the chamber? So tell me about Small Business Saturday.
Well, what we're doing right now is we're just in the infant stages of developing what the program looks like. Right. We're definitely having what is considered a quote-unquote sidewalk sale.
Okay.
So we're asking all of our businesses to provide some sort of discount or incentive for our shoppers to come in and buy something, visit the store owner. But what we're doing is like a passport. So if you get all your stamps, your passport all stamped, you get a you get included into a drawing for a 2-night stay at a 2-bedroom cottage suite at the ranch.
Oh, that is cool.
So well, not only that, we have other really amazing prizes. We have a necklace given to us by Rubel Jewelers, as well as some other side note prizes. Some of our businesses are putting together really nice baskets, and $200 values, you know, nice things.
This is the first Saturday right after Thanksgiving.
Always.
How do we get involved?
You can go to the chamber website. We have the form right on the businesses can download the form and just fill it out and turn it into the chamber.
Okay.
And we're going to be going door to door and talking to all of our businesses.
I knew you would.
There's nothing like the personal touch.
Yeah. There really isn't. And this is, I don't want to sound all infatuated with you or anything, but this is what you do, man.
I
that's
like
right
infatuation.
On.
It's good. It's good for the ego. Oh, yeah.
Jeff Redeker for Oak Street on Halloween. What can we expect?
I mean, it's just, you know, it's gotten bigger and bigger. I remember just going down there when I lived up in Arch Beach. And then when we moved down, when Susan and I got married, moved down there and became a part of it. It's like overwhelming at the first year or two. But I expect to see, you know, all the great costumes. My favorite are the little kids. They're so into it.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me of, like, you know, growing up in this town. I mean, we get these cool little things that, you know, sort of pop up like this. You know, I mean, the only thing that I wish that the city would do for us is porta potties.
Okay.
At the end of the block.
Right.
I'll tell you, I just rented some for a hospitality night. They're not that expensive. I'll talk to you about it.
Absolutely. Right.
Excellent.
Can I say one thing, though?
You can say many things.
I just want to say that a lot of people don't give our little chamber credit for hospitality night. The Chamber of Commerce puts hospitality night on, and it's one of the funnest nights of all year in Laguna Beach.
Right on.
Looking forward
to it. I can't wait for this year. I don't want to put pressure on you or anything, but I can't wait for this year's because you're involved.
Well, the thing is, you know, we are we have to fall within the rules of what's allowed. So it isn't all going to be all that different. But it's always, as Jeff said, it's always the best night of the year for our locals just to get together, walk around, see their neighbors who they oftentimes don't see.
Right.
So
it is a great night. I love hospitality.
I got engaged on hospitality night 8 years ago or 9 years ago.
I should have had Bette Midler and the Rose queued up or something, man. I should have had some cool song queued up.
Let's not get crazy.
Some say love. Jeff Redeker, Paula, thank you so much for being here. Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, Director, Chamber of Commerce. And Jeff Redeker, partier.
Right? Thanks.
Anything else before we go, guys?
Not too much. Right. Just looking forward to, like I said, hospitality night in December. And then, of course, Oak Street next week. I'll see everybody there.
Oh, you guys are kicking butt. Thanks a lot.